Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Amy Edwards joins the show. She is an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow as we continue to cover Cleveland. So as we see these daily numbers, Dr. Edwards, are we still testing just 61 and over and frontline workers, or have we expanded our testing?
I think we are testing a lot more people, which is really great. I know at the hospital, we've been able to kind of liberalize our testing. Every day, we're actually bringing in more testing capacity. Actually, just this week, we brought in another platform to expand our testing even more. And I know the state's doing the same thing. And so, yeah, I think we are doing a better job of capturing everybody that is having it. But I think a lot of people are still reluctant to come out and get tested, especially if they have mild symptoms. And so I'm not sure we're capturing everybody yet.
So, Dr. Edwards, some companies are offering private antibody testing that you can pay for to have done. If you think you had the virus at one point, should you get this test?
You know, if I thought that having antibodies guaranteed immunity, I'd be like, sure, that sounds great, because then we would know who could go out safely. Maybe you could get groceries for your neighbor who doesn't have antibodies. But at this point, we don't even know what antibodies mean. There's some evidence that just got published last week that shows that at least in a lab setting, when you take the antibodies that a person makes and you mix them in a dish with the virus, it does appear to neutralize the virus. We call that neutralizing antibodies. And so the presence of neutralizing antibodies is very encouraging for immunity. And it makes logical sense that you probably would have immunity, but we can't promise that. It's way too early.
So if you've had COVID-19, there's no guarantee that you can't get it again?
We don't know. I mean, what I can say is there are some cases in China where people have tested positive again, but as far as I know, they didn't get sick. But there was a case in, New Mexico, where a woman got very sick, was in the ICU, got discharged, tested negative twice, was fully better, and then got readmitted to the ICU, tested positive again, and went through the whole thing with needing oxygen and everything again. So what went on there? Now, nobody tested her for antibodies. We know that some people don't make antibodies, so maybe she didn't. But at this point, there's just not enough data to promise somebody that if they have antibodies, they're safe.
So what about having play dates for our kids? Is it safe to have one or two people over to play?
I think if you trust the family to be very careful themselves, like they're not going out to, you know, bars being contacted with hundreds of other people, I think it can be relatively safe. I think one of the things you could do to make it even safer is have your kids play outside. Because one of the things that we know is that it does require some amount of close contact. That's the whole 6 feet thing. You're more likely to get that close contact, and you're more likely to get it for a longer period of time if you're indoors.
Dr. Amy Edwards, an infectious disease specialist at UH Rainbow, joins the show. And it's probably a similar answer, but what about having a few people over for Memorial Day weekend?
It's all about structuring it to be as safe as you can be. One is, again, you know the people in your life, which ones are kind of out there doing whatever they want, thinking the virus is no big deal. Well, they're more likely to be exposed to a large number of people, and so they're more likely to be carrying the virus. Which ones are being a little bit more careful and sheltering at home as much as possible, they're more likely to be a little bit safer. I hate to phrase it like that, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then certainly outside is going to be better. So rather than having everybody crowd around your dining room table, set up a folding table outside and chairs outside. You have a little bit more space. People can be a little more distant from each other. And again, you've got that fresh air and sunshine that'll help disperse the virus and make it less likely that it would pass around.
Yeah. And if I have COVID-19 and I'm not showing any symptoms, I can still spread it.
Absolutely.
Dr. Amy Edwards from UH, our infectious disease specialist that we talk to every single week. We appreciate it so much. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.